T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The other day, I was at lunch, sitting at the counter, having my southern or country omelet, whatever you wanted to call it,
with
potatoes and gravy,
all the fixings.
Yes, it was terrific.
Yummy.
Anyway, so the waitress was talking to another customer who was sitting at the counter, like three seats away from me. They were talking about the football weekend and all this kind of stuff, and I said, yeah, they were great games, and she goes, yeah, they were. And the guy goes, well, who do you like this weekend? She goes, I'm so mad Buffalo lost. She goes, I want Cincinnati. I said, why? She said, because I'm not a Mahomes guy, a girl. She was a waitress. Yeah. I said, really? I said, because he's one of those guys, in my opinion, that is like likable. He's there's nothing to me non-likable about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, he may be overexposed with the commercials or something like that, whatever. She goes, I don't, you know, all of a sudden I thought she was my kindred spirit. She goes, I don't know, there's just something about him I don't like.
And all of a sudden, Stoney says,
yeah.
Hey, can't you serve our table? We could have this conversation.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. 248-539-9797. We know for years it was, Urban Meyer, Dabo. For me, it's always coaches. I don't know why. I don't feel this way about players, per se. Who is your – something about him just rubs me the wrong way, and you don't actually know why. Now, the one I have right now, I might be fudging a little bit because I kind of do know why, but it's still – it's Sean McVay. I mean, he's a brilliant, brilliant offensive coach. He really is. I mean, he's a great play caller. He's a terrific coach.
He's just a little weasel.
But he's just, you know, the whole, I've seen the, you know, the pictures with his hot girlfriend or fiance and him running into the end zone and all this kind of stuff. It's like.
He should date someone uglier.
No, but
damn him.
He's got that smarmy face. You know what I mean? They're just,
yes.
He's got that, you know, you want to punch him in the face type of thing too. There's something about him.
There's a lot of people that look like
to me. So 248-539-9797. Who's that person you just, something about them or her, and, you know, they're really good at what they do, too. They can be, obviously. I mean, I mentioned Urban Meyer and Dabo and Sean McVay. Who's it for you?
It's really hard for me because I always got a reason. But some of it's like I just don't like his face.
Okay, well, that's
okay, but this seems to me like that there's a reason, right?
No, but that's. Okay, that's what me and McVay to us.
Yeah, I mean it's McVay. It's, you know, you look at him and you're like, I mean it's Cliff Kingsbury, and but then I think, you know, I do have reasons because he failed at Texas Tech, got the OC job at USC, and then failed up to head coach, and it just irritates me that he did nothing to earn it.
Okay,
and so I mean I always have these different reasons, and I mean, you know. I was going through the NFL. I was going through, you know, like LeBron, right? I mean, there's plenty of reasons for me not to say that I don't like him, but I just, you know, he's a great basketball player, one of the best of all time.
Yes,
and I just don't like him. I've never met the man, and I, you know, you could say it's his antics, you could say it's his success, or the fact that he likes Ohio State, or he's from the state of Ohio. Okay, those are all decent reasons, but they're not really decent reasons.
Right.
I just don't like the guy.
Okay. LeBron James for John Jansen. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Jason in Harrison Township.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
It's always been Lane Kiffin for me. Never liked that guy for some reason or another.
So you don't know why, though?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just never liked him.
Hey, it's because he looks like a spoiled little kid that, you know, just always has to have his way. Now, he has...
matured?
He's well, I don't want to say matured, but he's at least he's got a really good sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
And he's okay to make fun of himself and accept that as well.
Uh-huh.
So, it's... I get it. You know, Lane Kiffin is one of those guys that you just look at and you're like, I don't like you.
Yeah, I got it. Because yeah. Especially when he was younger, uh-huh. He was like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, your dad's Monty Kiffin.
Right. Yeah. This was handed to you on a silver platter. And I'm sure that he worked hard to get where he's
damn
at.
Right. Yeah, damn yeah. Right, yeah.
And still continues to work hard. But
why? Well, you're the exception here, you know, of the people that have been mentioned being LeBron. But why? I just wonder why it's mostly coaches for me and some from other people. His was Lane Kiffin. Greg, who's yours?
Okay, so I apologize that I'm going to have to turn this on its head a little bit. I don't have a great example of... There's just something about him, so I don't like him. There is a guy that I do know that there's just something about him, and I do like him, and I don't know why. And that's the former Penn State basketball coach, Patrick Chambers.
Oh, Patrick Chambers,
reason,
yeah.
I like that guy, and I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. He's
certainly not a great coach.
Well, I mean, he made a push a couple years there.
Yeah.
I think it's his background that I like. You know, the fact that he had a rough background. And turned things around and, you know, became the head coach of Penn State. Had you know, marginal to no success. But
right.
I just kind of liked him.
Yeah.
Gov, you
have
one?
He's a great interview.
I don't know. I'm more baffled of this by anything that I think actually Patrick Mahomes is one of the most liked people in sports.
Yes, me too.
Like, I would be curious to ask people that. Is there anybody more liked than him? I don't think there is.
I wouldn't think so. Although, you know what he's... Like Steph Curry used to be like this, and now people, I just think people get, in our society, people get tired of greatness or publicity or, you know, fame.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Mahomes will go that way or has gotten that way for certain people.
I think a guy that's in that category of just like the kid, and I think most people do because he looks like he's about 12 years old, that's Joe Burrow. How many people have you ever said, that look at him and go, I don't like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was a great story about winning the national championship at LSU,
uh-huh.
being the first overall pick. Everything he's done, his Heisman speech was amazing.
Right.
And what he's doing now in Cincinnati, his home state. I mean, and you look at him and that little scruffy beard, maybe you could say, well, shave. But other than that, you're like, this kid, I mean, it's Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. One of the things with Mahomes is his brother – is really annoying to a lot of people on the internet and things like that.
Yeah,
and even his fiance is getting champagne. That has something to do with it. All right. We got a lot of texts, a lot of calls. Let's go to Anthony in Detroit. You're 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, my pick would be definitely Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. Something just rubs me the wrong way with him.
Okay. You can't figure it out why. That's the beauty of this discussion.
Right.
Yeah.
And another one is Yadier Molina from St. Louis Cardinals.
Because he's been there for 20 some years or whatever, right?
I don't know. It's something that just, I don't know. I just don't like him.
All right. That's good.
Okay.
That's the whole reason we're doing this.
I got one. He's been in the news. Sean Payton. I don't like him.
Every time you see a picture of him and he's like in thought, it's like he's puckering up for a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why I don't think you like him? Because he has that smartest guy in the room, you know.
Look.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
Charlie and Novi, what's going on?
Hey, Stoney, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I cannot stand Kirk Cousins. I mean, I guess I kind of know why, because he's an arrogant, pompous loser and doesn't deserve all the credit he gets.
But okay.
I literally cannot stand... I hate the stupid contract that he got for 3 years in Minnesota. I hate that so many people think he's a great quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. Anytime I end up with him on my fantasy team and I got to play him for a week, I feel dirty. Like, I don't know. I cannot stand the guy. He's a complete loser.
Sounds like you got some reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I've got a couple reasons.
Yeah, see, I never.
Really that valid.
I don't think he ever comes across to me as arrogant.
No. You know, you can't be mad at a guy for signing a contract.
No,
they offered it to him. I'd sign it too.
All right, here we go. text. I can't stand Mahomes because I can't stand his obnoxious wife and brother. They're literally the worst. It's not Patrick Mahomes. It's his wife and brother that are annoying.
I know.
Here we go. People hate Patrick Mahomes because of his D-bag brother and his clueless fiance, Mike in Williamston. I don't like Mahomes because of the way he walks and tilts his head. Mahomes is irritating because he's the Steph Curry of the NFL. I literally see him chewing a mouth guard. He doesn't even do that. I still see it. That's from Drew. Something about Jay Cutler makes me extremely violent. Wow, still? Novak Djokovic, easy call. He's one of the most underappreciated superstars in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer always walks around needing to be punched directly between the eyes.
I'm not going to argue that one bit.
Taysom Hill. Is that from Gator?
Yeah.
For me, it's the whole Manning family, from Archie all the way down. I want to punch them all in the face. The Lopez brothers in the NBA can get punched, too, with their stupid old man game. I swear they both suck. They're just tall. You have a problem with guys with brothers and families, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm okay with Peyton. Eli, not so much.
Yes. Thanks for the reminder, John. I can't stand Joe Burrow. Yeah, and no real idea why.
Huh.
Andy Reid would be average anywhere else.
Like Philly?
He took him to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He didn't win the Super Bowl. He was pretty good in Philly.
Yeah.
Never liked Phil Jackson for some reason. Oh, there are tons of reasons not to like Phil Jackson. That whining ass. Great coach, though. add to the Coach K line, please. Yes, Coach K, the aardvark. He always looks like he just smelled a bad fart. Ryan Day is another. Thanks. And finally, there is literally 100,000 reasons to hate LeBron. He only talks when it doesn't hurt his wallet. He says he's afraid of getting shot by cops when he's literally the most well-known celebrity on the planet. He flops nonstop and has to be the center of attention. A three-hour I'm going to South Beach show. Him being a bitch and getting a fan kicked out of a game for jawing at him. His awful botched repeated hair transplants. Never stops complaining, et cetera, et cetera.
Texting from a keyboard.
Could go on for days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.